T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, my thoughts were whatever was going to be best for the team. You know, we couldn't really get things going. And, you know, coach felt like it was the best decision to put Fitz in to try to give us a spark. So when I heard that, I mean, you know, it's really what's best for the team. And, I mean, if we were to win with Fitz in there, you know, the locker room would be a lot different. Everyone would be a lot happier. But, you know, it just sucks to lose.
That you're right about to lose. Who is right about that? Right. It sucks to lose, man.
Right. That's a good comment there. By the way, listen for Fantasy Football Reports weekdays here. It's sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot, who's not, will tell you. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Come to Fantasy Football yesterday, Joe. Two and not so hot. Either was Fitz, though. So there you go.
No, that's that could hold you back from having a chance to win in your fantasy football game after yesterday. Well, we had something else going on. It's going to be interesting. And Pat Riley going through free agency and getting the Dragon back. And Myers Leonard, a little surprised by Myers Leonard. A little surprised by the money, actually. Avery Bradley and Mo Harkless. A couple of guys they pick up. They lose Crowder. They lose Jones. And but the one now that especially I'm wondering what Bam's thinking as he sees Tatum, Mitchell, and Fox
right
all get the big money starting at $163 million. I am curious to find out. Human nature, by the way, not trying to stir it up because that's not what we do on this show. Bam Adebayo is eligible for that same money.
That's right.
So I'm curious, and I know there's a bigger game plan that, by the way, could happen the way Milwaukee kind of, honestly, I was expecting more, and they didn't get it done. Bogdanovich ended up going to Atlanta and not Milwaukee. That's a huge loss. So I'm kind of looking here and going, all right, is Bam going to take one for the team, knowing and taking Pat's word for it, or as he go, looking, man, I'm like everybody else. I'm sorry. And I'm a team guy, and I'm sure they're team guys too, and they want to win. But Tatum, Mitchell, and Fox all wanted their money, and they got it.
Right.
And honestly, I think I'm playing the level as good as those guys. So even though they average more per game, two of them. So I wonder what happens with Bam. Bam Adebayo going forward.
Well, what would you do?
I take the money.
What if they told you to wait till the end of the season and you're still get your money, but it's going to give us a better chance to help you out and maybe get the Greek Freak here? We're targeting X player and Y player to be your teammate, but the only way for us to do that is to wait till after this season. Because if we do it now, we're going to be out of the running for him because of the salary cap.
Yeah.
See, I think they need to lock it down, take care of their own guys. Because last time they tried to do this with a big star, was it Kevin Durant, right? And they lost Dwayne.
So I would, because
that's what you're doing here. You're rolling the dice.
You got to take care of your guy here, Bam. Bam's a max player.
Like I would say, hey Pat, it's your job to figure it out. Those guys are getting paid. I want my money, and don't lay the guilt on me. I don't want the Riley guilt about I screwed it up. Now we can't get a really good player to play with where we can dominate for a few years. It's just human nature Right. It's got to be hard.
Of course.
When you're playing and you've developed your game and now it's time to be rewarded like Tatum, Mitchell, and Fox, their lives have just changed. I mean, as soon as they signed those, which they did, Donovan Mitchell staying in Utah.
Right.
De'Aaron Fox is staying in Sacramento.
Right.
Tatum's in Boston on a good team. Bam is on the best team of the group. And, boy, it's hard to tell a guy that's that good.
To wait. You got to wait. Yeah. Got to wait.
Wait to get your money. You're helping us out. We love you for this. And I promise you, you will get it next year. I'm like, ooh.
Back of your head, though, you got to worry about injury, right? If you're Bam.
Yeah, there's things you can do on the injury, right?
And get, no, I know. I mean, they did it with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant didn't play a whole season. They gave him $40 million to sit the whole season. So I can understand that. But if you're even Bam at this point.
But, oh, man.
Would you push it? Would you have your agent call the Heat and say, listen, I understand what you're trying to do next summer. Well, what about my guy?
So the agent's in a really tough situation because Bam and Giannis have the same agent.
Right.
So.
Oof, that does put a little bit of a.
I don't know what the dates are. Somebody out there probably knows dates on how many days you have to get something worked out here and do it. But I don't care what anybody says. Bam may take the high road. We may find out he's the ultimate team player.
Yeah.
But all I know is three guys in his class took the damn money.
Just got well paid. Right.
Lives changing money. My God.
Yep. And
by the way, these guys will be up for another one in their 20s.
That's a scary thing, right?
Somebody got to explain to me, too. And I know I jumped from two and all you football heads out there from two and Ryan and Coach Flo and the decision to make a change in the fourth quarter on a day where the Dolphins' offense was really struggling. But can somebody explain to me, Gordon Hayward opts out at $34.2 million. You're thinking, man, what are you doing? And he gets a four-year somewhere between $120 and $128 million to go to Charlotte. Four-year, and he, by the way, he's 30 years old, and he's always hurt, including a terrible injury he's come back from. But he got hurt again in the playoffs last year, sprained ankle, missed a ton of time, came back late, never really had an impact on the Boston-Miami series. Michael Jordan, I just want to say this. I love MJ. I do. I got MJ stuff. I'm looking here on my wall. But he's got to be one of the worst
owners/involved
with his team, human beings in any sport.
Right. What did you expect him to do? They have money to spend. Like, who do you think is going to go there? You ever hear Charlotte on anyone's list?
You want to get locked up for 4 years?
No,
paying?
I have no problem with that signing. I think he'll be fine. And I mean, in that market, they're going to get people to go watch him play. But
Gordon Hayward, like, hey, white guy, we got a white guy here in North Carolina to play. Like, come on, what are you talking about?
I didn't say that.
You're going to get 18 points and 6 rebounds a game.
Joe, who else are they going? Who else are they going to sign there?
Nobody else wants to go.
Like, when was the last time you heard? I'm being serious. When was the last time you heard a free agent say that MJ's, Hornets were on my list?
Nope.
Not one player. We've never ever heard that before from anyone.
So he's got to overpay for average to good, somewhere between average and good players. Gordon Hayward, I mean, has his moments.
He didn't fit in Boston. There's no question about it. But we weren't saying that about him when he wrapped up in Utah.
We were begging for him.
That was 100 years ago.
Okay, though. But the guy can play, so don't act like he can't play. He had a rough situation in Boston, and he had the injuries.
How do you bring up as part of your argument when he left Utah to where he is right now? How do you do that? Where sports is all about aging. Come on. An injury and production. This thing has nothing to do with this last year in Utah when Pat Riley was trying to get him.
Right.
Watch him in Charlotte. He'll put up just fine numbers over there.
Let me see. What's he going to put up? Let me hear this.
He's a 20-point-a-game guy. He just is. I mean, he's going to put up those numbers over there because the team's terrible.
You get 4 year, $120 million.
But to dog MJ for that signing, like, who the hell else are they going to sign?
I don't know. I think there's a better way to spend $30 million.
guy didn't even, like, the Knicks would kill for a guy like that. They didn't even, he didn't even consider the Knicks.
I don't know. I just think that's a lot of, that's a lot of years and a lot of money to give to a guy that hasn't been healthy in a long time.
I think my man took the easy way out. I do agree with you. He just decided Utah, there was no pressure. Let me now go to Charlotte.
Right. Smart move by him. Take his money.
He'll get his 20, 22 points a game over there. He'll be off the radar. No one will care.
You think he's going to average 22 points a game?
I think he'll do fine, Joe. I mean, that team is terrible. He's going to have enough opportunities to score, and the guy can score.
Has anybody overpaid more for players and got less production than Charlotte? Outside of the value of the franchise keeps going up. And by the way, God bless you, MJ. You get the same amount of money in that TV contract as L.A. gets and Miami gets and Boston gets and Chicago gets and all the rest of them, man.
The only other team to waste that much money, I would say, is the Knicks. I'm paying guys and not getting anything back for them.
Gordon Hayward did not have the mental toughness to try to take that money and go to New York.
No, you're right. No, I agree with that.
No shot.
By the way, did you see the
I'm not down on the guy. I'm just saying.
No. But have you seen the three-point specialists, how they're getting paid, by the way, if you want to look at what Duncan Robinson might get on the free agent market? Yeah. That guy Bertrand's 5 for $80. Joe Harris 4 for $75. I mean, you're going to be paying, if you want to keep Duncan around, it could cost you 17, 20 million bucks.
That's year to year, day by day. They got him, right. They got him locked up on the cheap right now what he did last year under the system that they currently have.
I just think this is more of an issue with the NBA than it is with Charlotte, though, isn't it?
Hey, man.
Like, you can keep going through all these different terrible signings, but this is what bad teams have to do. We don't deal with that down here because we have the Heat, but small market, bad teams, like, they have to sign these guys.
They have to overpay. That's a very good point. Not only have we built up a culture that certain guys like, people like living down here. Matter of fact, I would love to know the amount of NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball players
that have real estate down here.
Yeah. Have a home anywhere from Southwest Ranches to downtown Miami to on the water. I mean, my God. Right?
Yep. You're right. A lot of real estate down here.
But the NFL is simple. You're going to whoever pays you the most. Whoever gives you the best deal. The NBA, you're going to have a bunch of teams offering you the same deal. You go to wherever you want to live. Or whatever team has the better chance of winning.
Basketball is a good place to be. By the way, we were asking about Gallinari. 20-plus mil a year.
Right. By the way, Atlanta's all in, huh? I mean, they're all in this year.
They made a nice little splash. Got some shooters.
Gallinari, they put the contract out there for Bogdanovich.
Rondo.
They got playoff Rondo.
Yeah. They're all in. And the Lakers got better over the weekend, too, by the way.
Yes, they did. Well, listen, man, I'm trying to get past the Gordon Hayward.
No, I just think it's funny you blast a team like Charlotte like they have any other choice.
Man. And then they come out like, well, there are other teams are going to pay, and he wanted to come to us.
Yeah, it's an NBA problem. It's not a Charlotte problem. It's not that MJ sucks. It's that he's in a bad market, and bad market teams can't sign guys. It's just the reality of that league.
God, did I think Hayward was dumb for turning down $34.2
million? No, I knew right away. Zach, everybody knew when he opted out.
I'm just saying. Wow.
Zach, when he opted out, he had something in place. He wasn't taking a stupid pill and going to opt out of $34 million. His agent, I've told you, the league's dirty, man. There's so much tampering. He already knew the deals. He probably knew them a month ago. Anyway, hey, man, we got to go to break. Crazy money. Crazy money. By the way, stay away from IMG. You'll get your ass kicked. It's a bad. All high schools, do not play IMG.
Could you have told Channing that before the weekend?
Channing, they want to play everybody.
I know.
They put up, Zach, I know you didn't see the game. We'll come back and we'll talk about it. But IMG, they come on ESPN, and they start by showing all where all the players on IMG are going. It's a who's who of Power 5 schools. Alabama has like half their recruiting class at IMG. It was crazy. All right, right now I want to talk to you about something that's great. And I love talking about Chapman Partnership. I do. I said great. First word I thought of, when you work with Chapman Partnership, you feel good. You really do, because you know you're helping the homeless people to get back out on their feet quickly. That's what they've been doing down in Dade County, Chapman Partnership, for a long, long time. A lot of good people involved with Chapman Partnership. One goal, help the homeless get back out towards a life, a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. And during these times, especially with Thanksgiving, for those of you that are thankful for everything that's still going on, you're still doing well, we've got our Thanksgiving drive going on right now, and we need your help. We're running out of time. Only got a few days till Thanksgiving. Please, if you can, join me in 560 QAM this holiday season. Share your treasure and help us feed our more than 800 men, women, and children of all ages for only $100. You can help feed a family of four, three hot meals a day. For only $100, you can do this and feel really good where your money's going. So please help us fill the plates of Chapman residents by visiting ChapmanPartnership.org. Oh, yeah, let me write that down for Joe. ChapmanPartnership.org. You can learn more about Chapman Partnership, and you can give to a great cause during Thanksgiving. For those of you that want to help with food drives and everything else, don't forget, please, Chapman Partnership, doing great work in Dade County. We need your help. Hey, we're back. Good morning, everybody. Plenty to talk about here in South Florida. How the hell do we go from a five-game winning streak to now we have controversy because Tua Tagovailoa gets benched in the fourth quarter. Ryan Fitzpatrick comes down and damn near leads us to tying up the game. Now, I don't know what happens in the last minute. If we hit that pass to Devontae Parker in the end zone, they still got a minute left, and you got to figure field goals. By the way, they got a real good one too, who can kick them probably from 60 in that air. But would have been fun to see what happened. But anyway, 305-567-0560. The text machine is swollen today. Zach, what do we got coming in, man?
All right, Jedi texted in. Tua is going to be fine once he has wide receivers other than Parker and Gesicki that can get open and throw to. Chan Gailey also has to call better plays that allows the very young offensive line that's still learning to play together to attack and go after defenders like the Broncos did to our defense instead of being attacked. I'm just saying, hashtag Jedi, hashtag on to the Jets.
Always appreciate the Jedi. Always one of my favorites through the years. We're getting old together, Jedi.
I noticed how Gailey switched his play calling when Fitz came into the game. I'm getting sick of Gailey holding Tua back. Take the damn training wheels off and let the kid play. If you baby him like we did with Tannehill, he'll never be great. Let him take his lumps like a man.
I got news for you. That's not accurate, that last part. It's just that Ryan Fitzpatrick sees things that Tua doesn't see. Like rolling up coverage and throwing it behind it and dropping one in to Devontae Parker and looking it off so the safety knowing where he was going with the ball. So I don't know if I totally agree with that. Listen, do we need to open things up for Tua more? Probably. Do we got to get – I agree, man. This is the weapons we have this year. We can improve. We desperately need a number two receiver right now.
Yeah,
we desperately need one. And we don't have it. So there's a lot of problems. This offense has got a lot of work.
Yep, you're right about that. Someone goes, wonder why the other two top drafted quarterbacks hadn't been benched.
Oh, God.
Right, here it comes. Right, it's coming. Yep. Joe is 100% right. Tua is not mentally weak. He's just physically weak. Should have gotten Herbert. There we go. I respect Coach Flo and his decision. The line played awful and Tua was banged up a little. Take him out. Let Fitzpatrick try. But that was way too many sacks on him.
Oh, he got knocked around pretty good. We are finding out Tua looks to be durable because he got the crap knocked out of him yesterday.
We hadn't seen this one in a while, Joe. It's time to fire up the Trevor train, huh? Choo-choo.
How does somebody think we're going to get Trevor?
Right. The Dolphins are playing this week. Right.
We already screwed it up. 6-1. How do you think we're getting Trevor?
Yep.
Watch us get him. Watch us go. We got two twos and two ones. Take him.
Right. Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Joe is straight up being a company guy, and it's making me sick right now. Have a freaking backbone, Joe.
first of all, for anybody that's known me through the years and knows my relationships with coaches and GMs, you're really stupid and not very educated when you think that I'm going with the company line. Sorry, wrong guy.
Oh, wait, there's a second text, too, I didn't read. Joe, if Coach Flores stops walking, your fat face is going to bump into his ass.
You can disagree all you want. You can disagree. Wow. You can call me a kiss ass. I just man up a little bit, man. It's all right.
In fairness to Joe, I mean, you don't do the company thing with the Dolphins. You are fair with them. You're
not even a defense.
You're just wrong. I mean, you happen to be wrong on your take and argument today. You happen to be very wrong, but you're not a kiss ass. In fairness to you,
I never even have the team never calls me about my take on stuff.
Well, I'm calling to tell you that you're wrong today.
If I try to break something, maybe like the owner going to the Alabama game, they might get upset. But outside of that.
Well, you got Barry Jackson on that one. That's why.
But outside of that, I like it or not, I think the guy's a good coach. Mm. Apparently, everybody did till the decision in the fourth quarter.
Right, right.
Yeah, he was coach of the year until then.
Until then, yeah. Now he's like sixth on the list.
But all of a sudden, like just because we disagree, doesn't make you an ass kisser or me an ass kisser.
Fitzpatrick was playing with the same offensive line and running game. Fitz was getting the ball out of his hands. Tua was not.
I mean, we can go through the whole thing. Like, look, you want to do this here? Let me get it really stirred up. Probably if Ryan Fitzpatrick starts that game, we probably win the game, okay? But that's not the big picture here of what we want to get done, especially since he's had some success. We want to keep going forward. I don't think the coach is going to do this on a regular basis because it would be damaging to the guy, no matter who you are. Let me tell you something. We got quarterbacks that don't like being taken out for these gimmick plays. It drives them nuts through the years.
Right, right. Here's another one, Joe. Stop covering for Flores. Flores made a terrible rookie coaching mistake by benching Tua. Tua now has the doubt in his mind that Flores trusts him and we're behind.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you on behalf of all the sports counselors and sports, like sports psychologists. Thank you. He's done. He's toast.
There is no controversy. Tua is going to continue to start, and if he needs a little help, Fitzpatrick should come in and help him until he doesn't need the help anymore.
How about that right there?
That's a good text right there. Huh?
Love that one. Right? Love that one without reading into the mental damage and a terrible mistake by a guy who's been pretty damn good so far. With what he started with this thing and what he's done. Hey, listen, is he perfect? No. Does he handle press conferences perfectly? No, he's made some mistakes. He said some things that his ass came back the next day. I think we'll probably never know for sure, but there's going to be a lot of discussions today going forward on how to handle this Tua thing when this pops up again, and it will pop up again. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. Armando Salguero is going to join us next. We're going to talk to him about the decision made by the coach, the play of the offensive line, the defense. Nothing was real pretty yesterday, man. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.